Welcome to episode 5 of the movie Serpent. I am your host, Chris Myers. The date is the 15th of March, 2012. And as I do at the start of every show, I wanted to thank everyone who has listened to my shows on YouTube and on iTunes. And if on iTunes, if you listen to on iTunes, I have over 500 listens or views, whatever you want to say, to my channel as a whole. So I thank everybody who's listened to, even if you listen again to just a little bit of the show, all of the shows, whatever. I do thank all of you. And so just wanted to get that out the way. Also, I will say it's kind of interesting. This show today almost never happened because it's late. Well, it's not really late at the time of me doing this. It's about like 8 o'clock, but the lights are all off because it's storming outside. So you know, I kind of have to keep all the lights down. So if I sound a little bit but if you hear like maybe like rumbling in the background or something like that, that's outside. It's like storming a little bit outside. So this podcast, like I said, it almost didn't happen, but it is happening. I'm glad of that. And I got a little bit of time here. I've had a really, really busy week as of late with school, and I work at a studio, so I've been really, really busy. And so, like I said, that's why I say I almost didn't get to do this, but I was in the middle of doing something else, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do this podcast just to get it out there. You know, I don't want to, you know, mess up, skip time, whatever. So what I like to do first is, you know, a lot to get to here today, should I say tonight. Not a lot is in a lot of different things, but a lot is in one particular thing. And if you listen to my episode 4 last week, where I talked about the, you know, Snooki being pregnant and everything, I said that I was going to, that night, it was last Thursday, I said I was going to go see John Carter, the midnight version, or the midnight showing. And the funny thing is, I didn't go that midnight because I was so tired from the day, from work and all that kind of stuff. And so I told my friends that I just couldn't go, and they was very happy because they didn't want to go either, actually. And even the midnight showing was a 3D showing. And, you know, we don't really like 3D. I don't like 3D movies. That's a whole another podcast. But anyway, so we decided to go the day after, Friday night. And I will say, I saw the movie. I saw it in 2D, not 3D again. And that's basically what this is. It's going to be an extended review, because I do movie reviews every week. And so this should be an extended review. The whole podcast would be just a review, pretty much, of John Carter. You know, it's a very epic movie, so I think it deserves a little bit of an epic review, epic podcast, totally devoted to this. So, by the way, if you look in the description, or the title at least, it says spoilers. This is the John Carter review, spoilers alert. I won't give away everything, of course, but there are some things that, you know, you may not want to know if you haven't seen this movie yet. And I will, I won't do a review bit by bit, meaning scene by scene, of this movie, because I'll be here for almost 3-4 hours if I did it that way. So what I'm going to do is, for the people that don't want to know anything about this, and they just clicked on this thinking that it was just something different, I don't know what you're thinking, but again, I won't give away everything, but there are a few things that I'm going to give away, I guess, in my review here. So I got a link in the description box of a review from the IGN movies page, and I got a review of that. It's a review that they did of John Carter, of that movie. And they did it last week, and so I got it in the description box. I got a link to that, and that has no spoilers necessarily. From what I read a week ago, it doesn't. So if you don't want any spoilers, then I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then after that, right now, I'm gonna get into it here. John Carter. Now, a little background before I get started here. John Carter was actually a book, of course. It was written, I believe his name is Edgar Rice Burroughs. I know I'm really probably pronouncing his name wrong, but that's the guy who wrote it, the author that wrote it. The book has been around, I believe, for about 100 years, and I'm not joking on that. This book has literally been around 100 years. It was first written in published in 1912, the first book, John Carter of Mars. And so this movie has been 100 years in the making. I mean, this is the movie that has inspired movies like Star Wars, like Avatar. These are the movies, well, this is the book that all those ideas kind of came from. So without, in a way, John Carter, those movies wouldn't be made. But it's funny how all those movies came first, and then John Carter came 100 years later. It's kind of funny. And this movie has been shipped around, shopped around for about a decade or two now, trying to find the right person. But they finally found the right person. It's directed by Andrew Stanton, who is the director of the Toy Story films. Well, he's not the director, but he produced the Toy Story films. He directed Wall-E and Finding Nemo. He won a, I believe he won an Academy Award for those movies as well. So this is his first live action movie, and I think it's awesome. I mean, what a way to start in live action is to do an epic tale like this. So that's a little bit of the background of the film. But I'm gonna do it this way. I'm gonna just tell you the things. I have a like list of things written down here. So I'm gonna just go over all of them. Things that I didn't like and things that I did like. First of all, I'm gonna say things that I did like about this movie. First of all, the main character who plays John Carter, his name is Taylor Kitsch. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. I really hope it is. When I first saw the trailer for this movie, I figured that, this movie won't do good unless his performance is top key. Because his performance means everything to this movie. Because, I mean, this is an epic tale. And this guy, Taylor Kitsch, if you don't know some of his work, he was in Friday Night Lights, the TV show. And he was also in the Wolverine movie. He played Gambit. So, give you an idea. And so this is his first, big, feature, role, actually, starring role. And to me, I will say that, you have to care about these characters, especially the main character. You have to care about this guy, this John Carter, who wants to save, Mars. And then towards the end of the movie, you almost feel like, because, and here's a spoiler, I guess, here. There's a scene at the very end where he ends up, going back to, because he actually, the villain of the film, caught up with him, came, the villain of the film caught up with him, and he got shipped back to Earth, unwillingly, of course. And so for 10 years, he's been on Earth trying to find this specific island that can ship him back to Mars. And by the way, in this movie, they call Mars Barsoom, actually. So anyway, well, that's what the inhabitants call Mars. They call Mars Barsoom. So once he finally gets what he needs and he ships back to Mars, which is like the very like last 5 seconds of the movie, he ships back to Mars and stuff. You almost feel like you are gonna miss him, like you like him and you want him to stick around almost. It's just a feeling that I got, you really care for this character. When he gets shipped back to Earth, you really feel for him. You really feel like, oh, that's just so horrible, and he has to spend 10 years, trying to find and search a way to get back. So I like it a lot. And he's only like this guy Taylor here. He's only this actor. He's only like 30 years old, and he has a voice that's really, really good. If anybody who's seen the movie knows what I'm talking about, like he has a distinct, deep voice that's just beyond his years. A distinct male actor's voice that's beyond his years that is really, really good for this movie. And so that's one thing, the actor. Another thing I liked was that this movie was more, it was deeper than what I thought it was going to be. It was a lot deeper. It was more in depth than what I thought it was going to be. Because I will admit, Disney did a very bad job at marketing this movie. You know, the trailers didn't really give a whole lot of perspective. I mean, what I got from it was that it was just, you know, an action adventure flick, you know, just the normal everyday action adventure, you know, alien kind of like thing. But as you get into the movie, you know, they give all these things to you, you know, they give you all these facts, all these different subplots that are like happening and stuff. And I like it. And then all of those subplots kind of like come back together towards the end. They tend to connect everything very, very well towards the end of the movie, which I liked. So it was, like I said, it was a lot deeper than what I thought, which is a very good thing. Another thing I liked was the similarity, and I know this may sound kind of weird, but the similarity to Avatar, which also, you know, this movie has the motion capture, and just like the Avatar did, but also you can see similarities between this movie and Star Wars or Avatar, you know, and I like that feel of it. I like that feel of this movie, and what I mean by that is it's not a bad thing necessarily, but it's almost like it gives you know, Star Wars is a world of its own. Avatar is a world of its own. This movie is, if they do more of them, it's going to be a world of its own, and I like that. You know, it's something that looks different, looks fresh. It looks, I mean, you can pinpoint certain things that come from certain other areas, you know what I mean? But it just looks different, it looks fresh, it looks, you know, vibrant. Considering that this movie was filmed in Arizona, I believe. And another thing I liked was the story, I think. The story, by the way, for those of you who don't know yet, the story is about a guy named John Carter. He's an ex-military guy, and he's like an escaped convict, West Virginia, I believe. And as he's running from the law, he accidentally gets transferred to, you know, Mars, of all places. And he ends up helping the queen of Mars, well, I think actually the princess of Mars. And so, you know, just the average, almost like the average Joe kind of story, you know, we got the same thing in Prince of Persia, kind of, you know, same kind of idea, you know, the queen, this outsider coming in to save everybody, you know, it's the same kind of story, but it's done in a very, very fresh and unique way. And that's what I liked about this movie. And lastly, I think what I liked was the action. The action was okay. You know, it wasn't action, like non-stop action, but when there was action, the action scenes were really, really good. You know, they give you a balance of, you know, a lot of action, but not too much of it, to where you're like just not, you know, getting an inch of air or, you know, or anything like that. So that's what I liked about it also. So now I kind of wanted to get into things that I didn't like about the film, because I thought it was good, but to me it wasn't great. Like, to me, I don't know, I'm just picky about a lot of different things, but to me this movie was good, but it wasn't great. And here's why I feel like it wasn't great. The movie, first of all, was slow. It was like almost about, maybe the movie goes about, I would say maybe 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes before we get an actual, like, big, you know, huge action scene, if you want to call it that. Which, to me, I know they're building up to certain things, but to me, I mean, I don't know, the movie, and not just with the action, but, you know, everything was just kind of slow, because one problem, I think, which is what I actually liked about the movie, is that it was very depth, you know, it was very deep. You know, the storyline. It wasn't just really, really bland. It wasn't just about the adventure, about action. But that also was kind of a negative sign, because they throw all these things at you at one time. They throw all these different storylines to you at one time, that, you know, there's hardly no room for any room to breathe, or any room for an action sequence, or any room for, you know, just I don't know, downtime, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it. you know, and again, that's just my opinion of it. You know, I just felt like that, you know, they give too much. I mean, I'm getting ready to get into spoilers here again, but, you know, you have, you know, there's a storyline of John Carter and the species that he's with that take him captive that he eventually fights with. And then there's the story of the princess and how her father kind of had to trade her off to the evil dictator, the villain of the movie, and how, you know, she actually, in the movie, in order to save Mars, she's forced, or she has to marry this evil dictator, or else this evil dictator will take over and destroy Mars and everything. So, you know, that was a subplot. And again, like I said, they throw all these things. And then plus you got John Carter's backstory that's, you know, going around and everything like that. You know, so you got all these different things that are just, you know, going on that they throw at you really quickly. Which to me, and if you, I don't know if you guys can hear that, but that's thunder in the background. But which to me is kind of, it's not really annoying, but, you know, I just wish they could have kind of, I don't know, like not give so much, but give a lot, but do it in certain pieces. I'm not making any sense here at all, but that's what I'm trying to say. Another thing that I didn't like about the movie was the fact that the ending kind of felt rushed. Like I said, I liked the very, very end as far as the character development goes. But as far as an actual movie goes, as I said before, they try to put so much down your throat the first 30 minutes of the movie that they end up kind of not necessarily skipping some things, because I don't know, because I haven't read the book, but they end up like kind of rushing and trying to get to the ending so quickly that the final battle at the very, very end when John Carter comes in, he saves the day, like right when the princess and this evil dictator are about to get married, he comes in and he saves, you know, as to be expected. And I felt like that was very underwhelming. You know, the battle lasted about maybe like 10, 15 minutes, and then everything's good again. You know, there, you know, he marries the princess, John Carter does, he marries the princess, and then, you know, he's swift. Again, as I told you, he's the dictator, get, you know, the evil people get to him, and he's swift back to Earth again. But to me, the ending should have been a little bit more bigger. You know, it should have felt bigger. Because to me, it didn't feel big to me. It felt like that it was just in a rush to get to this final part, that, you know, this final ending. And it just didn't feel like that. It felt really underwhelming. It felt a little rushed, honestly, I would say. Another thing I didn't like, actually, about the movie, which is very strange, but there's the thing, a pet peeve that I have when it comes to movies, when it comes to any movie, and when it comes to kissing scenes, you know, like, you got that, you know, the nice, you know, you got the protagonist, and you got the damsel in distress, the love interest, and they end up, you know, kissing each other for the first time in the movie. Now, to me, you should build up to that first moment. You should build up to that kissing moment. That first kiss, to me, means a lot. It speaks for both characters. To me, they put the first kiss of these two characters, the princess and John Carter, in the middle of, in almost pretty much the middle of the movie. And to me, it should have been, because like I said, at the very end, he ends up saving the day, and they get married, actually, at the very end. And then that's when they kiss. That should have been where the first kiss was, in my opinion. It's a small little pet peeve, but it matters. Because to me, it's just a kissing scene just for a kissing scene, just to acknowledge that these two are in love, that these two are infatuated with each other. I mean, we know that's going to happen already. We know that that's going to happen at the very end of the story anyway, so we don't need to kind of give that all away too soon. But again, that's just my opinion. I just felt like that, you know, if you're going to do a kiss, you know, a good kiss like that, the first ever kiss between these two characters, you know, to me, save it towards a time where it's good enough. Because to me, the time period that they kissed was in the middle of the movie, right when it kind of transitioned from second act to third act, almost. And to me, I guess it just depends on your preference, but to me, I feel like it should have been more so, a movie like this, it should have been more so towards the ending. of the movie personally. That's just me. Let's see, what else do I have here? The fact that this movie is a Disney movie is a good thing, but to me it's more sort of a bad thing, because there's a lot of cheesy parts in this movie. I won't do all of them, but there are a lot of cheesy parts that you can tell are Disney parts. To me, a big example is the very ending of the movie. You know, I mean, we all know those kind of endings that have those big, huge, like, grand finale orchestra-like endings with the big, you know, music, you know, maybe show the ending title or maybe show the end, you know, all that kind of stuff, the cliche stuff. This movie has that, you know, that Steven Spielberg family ending. This movie has that. And to me, that wasn't a bad thing, but, well, I guess, again, it's just a preference. Me, that's just kind of, those kind of endings annoy me. Not to say that this movie, like, had to end in a bad, you know, unforgiving kind of way, but I don't know. It's just, those little things just bother me no matter what, I think. But they just throughout the movie, you know, there are a lot of cliches. I mean, this movie tries to be serious, and it is serious, throughout most of the film. There was one particular scene where John Carter is up against like a horde, like 1,000 or 100 of these alien beings, and he's just slashing and killing all of them one by one, and they're just piling up, and it's a very dramatic scene, because as he's slashing them up, you know, they do a back flash back and forth from him slashing and fighting to back when he was younger, a little bit younger, and his family died, and he had to bury his family and stuff. I think bury his mom, his wife, I think something like that. I think that was his mom. But, you know, that was a very dramatic scene, and so it is serious in some parts, but then you can easily tell it's going to be not extremely, like, serious at the very beginning, when there's a scene where he's on Earth, and there's a sheriff who's talking to him and is telling him, you know, is reading him all the things that he's done wrong, all the crimes that he's committed. And as he's doing it, like John Carter, he tries to escape, like, in three different ways. So, like, picture him sitting down, reading him things that he's done, and then John Carter just escapes, and he does it three different times. And so it's like cut, you know, we found that funny, you know, that was a funny scene. So to me, you can tell from that part alone that it wasn't going to be, you know, an extremely serious movie. It's not going to be a movie that's extremely serious. It's not going to be something. To me, Avatar was a little bit more serious than this movie was, but not saying this movie was all comedy and all goofs either. It wasn't like that either. But you could feel that Disney feel. You know, you could feel that Disney touch to it. That it wasn't going to be, you know, super serious, that it was going to have a nice, lighthearted ending, you know, a classic, happily ever after type of ending. That was a given, because it was by Disney. So those are the things, you know, happy ever after endings really bother me. They just, because I like endings that are not always happy, you know, sometimes endings to real life are not always happy for us, you know, but, you know, whatever, it's, you know, Disney, it's part of the movie, it's, you know, it's just a pet peeve of mine. So that's pretty much everything I think I've listed here. I mean, I got a few other things that I liked and disliked. I mean, there's one thing I found that was funny. There was a character, and I forgot a lot of these characters' names. That's actually another thing that I didn't like about the movie, is that there's so many characters in this movie that I don't even remember what their names are called. You know, they were like Barstuna, this, Shaka Zulu, that, you know what I mean? There was just so many names, like so many different character names that, you know, we had to remember. And since this is a different planet, they all have different, you know, they have like these out of the world kind of like crazy, you know, names. So it's kind of hard to remember who everybody is. Like, even, I mean, the only person that we knew as far as name wise was John Carter. Everybody else, except for maybe the princess, but everybody else, you know, we didn't really remember, you know, you can remember their names even if they asked you. If you went out the movie theater and said, you know, what are the some of the other characters, like the name of the evil dictator, the name of the evil villains that are at the head of everything in the movie, you know. It's just crazy. But what I was getting ready to say is that one thing that I did like is there's this dog-like creature that has, I think he has like six legs, I think. He has three pairs of legs, so he has six legs altogether. And it's this dog-like creature that like moves extremely fast. It's almost like the Flash, almost. Like, it moves so fast. And it follows John Carter everywhere. And he was a kind of like the comic relief kind of thing in the movie. Very, very funny. What else did I like? Didn't like about the movie? Because I had a list. I'm trying to think of anything else that I didn't put on the list here, looking back at the movie. I mean, overall, it was a good movie. You know, it was, like I said, it was good because I could see where they're going. Because technically, if you don't know, there's almost, I think, like 11 of these books total. The last book is more so of a set of short stories, but there's like 11 of these stories total as far as this this book goes of John Carter. And what I'm hearing and what I've read is that they're going to turn this into a trilogy, like John Carter, like it's 1, 2, or 3 or something like that. I don't know how they're going to do that, or maybe just add in their own little take, their own little spice to it. To me, I could see where they're going with this. I mean, you can tell there's going to be a sequel, you know, because he's now back on Mars now. But to me, I feel like they got all the introduction out of the way, which is, to me, what was one of, as I said before, which is one of the down parts about the movie. You know, they got all this introduction out of the way, and now if they do a part two, they can, you know, they can finally, you know, start the ground moving. You know, they can like just do whatever they want to. You know, they can just go straight ahead and just jump to, you know, wherever they want to go to now. You know, we don't need introductions to characters or anything like that anymore. So that's a good thing about if they do a sequel. And I think the sequel could be better than the first movie if they do it right. But like I said, compared to other movies, other Disney movies that try to be epics, like The Prince of Persia, with Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know if any of you remember that, it's based off of the video game, The Prince of Persia. That was a good movie, but to me, John Carter was better than that. But, you know, it had some of the same problems, too, as far as, like, the really quick, underwhelming ending and everything like that, too. But anyway, so overall, I give this movie probably what I told my girlfriend, I give it a 7 out of 5, well, a 7.5 out of 10 stars, because again, the movie was good, but it wasn't great. It didn't like leave me breathless. It didn't blow me away. The action sequences kind of did. Some of the action sequences, but other than that, you know, the movie didn't really like blow me away or anything. My favorite scene, I guess, is, I don't know. Probably the scene where, probably the scene actually towards the beginning of the movie, where he ends up like saving the princess for the first time, like after her ship kind of like crashes and stuff. I like that action sequence. And then the part where John Carter is in the arena and he's fighting like these big, huge, I think they're called like snow, I think like white, excuse me, they call like white apes or snow apes. I think they're called like white apes, I think, and that is big, huge, like almost as big as like probably like the St. Louis Arch or something. Like these two big things, and that was a cool sequence. So, but like I said, overall, it was I say a 7.5 out of 10. It was good, but not great. The ending felt kind of rushed. But to me, overall, I could see like going with this, and if they play their cards right, they could have an even bigger part two if they play their cards right on this, and if Disney's willing to give them a second chance, because the movie wasn't completely horrible, don't get me wrong. Even though the movie The Lorax by Dr. Seuss has been, you know, overwhelmingly good, even beat John Carter its opening weekend, but the movie wasn't, you know, horribly bad. I mean, I could think of a lot of Disney movies that were worse than this. So, you know, overall, I think it was pretty good. You know, it could have been better in certain areas, but, you know, the first movie of a big epic like this, especially of a trilogy, is always going to be a little bit, you know, iffy because you're trying to fit so much introduction in, you know, at one time. And you're trying to stay true to the book without, you know, putting your own spice in because, you know, you haven't really gotten to that level yet unless you do like a part two, part three, part four, whatever the case may be. So overall, that's my review of John Carter, my extended, like, what, like 20-something, 25-minute review of John Carter. And I think that, you know, overall, I think if you haven't seen it yet, I would say go see it, I guess. I mean, it's the first, I guess good movie of the spring, I guess. I mean, this movie is obviously a movie that you know, you can easily see as a summer blockbuster. But, you know, they put it, which there's too many competitions in summer, as we know. So that's why they put it in March, actually, instead of like something like May, which is where they were going to put it at first. It was going to come out in May, but there's just so many, you know, comic book things coming out this summer that they kind of pushed it up, you know, a couple of months, which is a good idea, in my opinion. So if you want to have a good time, have a good adventure-like time, and, you know, if you want to have a good old-fashioned, like, adventure, if you want to see a good old-fashioned adventure at the movies, because we don't really get those a lot. And if you do, they're not done the right way. This movie is a movie that, despite its flaws, it's done the right way as to giving you a good 2-hour and 15-minute long adventure. So I would recommend it. If you don't want to go see it, you know, at least wait for it on DVD or on Netflix or something like that. At least, you know, see it then when it comes out. I'm going to wrap up this podcast and need to go make sure that everything's cool outside because it's been storming and stuff like that. I will say that next week, I don't know if I'll be able to do a podcast because I got a lot going on next week. The week after next, I'm actually going to go visit my girlfriend. And so I got to do that. The week after next, I'm kind of like gearing up for that or building up to that. And plus, I got a lot going on in my, as far as school goes, next week. So if there's a podcast, I'll make sure I let you know on Twitter. If you guys follow me on Twitter, at the Movie Serpent. If you follow me on Twitter, then I'll, you know, then that's the best way to know, like, when my podcasts are going to be up. Because I don't always get to, you know, post those little items in, like, YouTube or in iTunes or whatever the case may be. So Twitter's the best way, you know, follow me on Twitter. That's the best way to know when the podcasts are going to be up on YouTube and iTunes. That's the best time. So, you know, again, without further ado, I'm going to sign off here, and like always, we'll talk to you guys next week, like I said, hopefully next week. I'm going to see and hope I can do a podcast. Like I said, this week almost didn't even happen, because I got so many things going on, so many things, and even a lot of personal things are going on with me that I'm just kind of like trying to stop myself from pulling my hair out, or the little hair that I have out. So just kind of wanted to touch bases on that. And again, follow me on Twitter, subscribe, comment on iTunes, YouTube, you know, whichever one you want to do, it doesn't really matter. And thank you guys for listening, and peace out.